This story actually came out last week, and I didn't really, you know, big deal. I don't. I'm not a Twitter user. Are you?
I am. You? Okay, yes, so then. Yeah, it's my favorite social media platform.
Okay. Well, maybe you heard Twitter unveiled its long-awaited subscription service last week, offering paying customers exclusive features that could allow you to do things like rescind tweets. My guess is it's a feature that probably a lot of people wish they had.
Yeah.
You know, if there's one thing that if you're on Twitter that you might pay for, it's to take back a tweet that you sent out and didn't want to.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you can go delete it, but it's out there.
It's also going to allow you to organize posts as part of a push to ease the social network's dependence on advertising revenue. It's going to be $2.99 a month called Twitter Blue. Let's see. Yeah, you can undo a post before it goes out publicly.
Yeah.
Organize bookmarked tweets into folders. More easily read long tweet threads.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
Yeah, that can be. If you want to say something that lasts long, more than how many characters? 140, I think. That can be a bit of a problem. A little cumbersome. But, you know, people have learned how to do it.
Well, the company also says it's going to build other subscriptions and payment products to enable popular users to make money from their social media accounts. One of the things they're going to do, it says here, is offer monthly subscription products called Super Follows, which will allow people to charge their followers for content, like tweets, newsletters, or access to audio conversations. Yeah. So not only would you be charged to paying Twitter, it sounds like if you follow certain people that you'd have to pay to follow them.
Okay.
Is there anyone that you would pay to follow?
No.
I don't like where this is going.
I don't, like I said, I'm not a user of it, so I'm interested to know if people would be interested in, first of all, paying Twitter, and then also, if I'm reading this right, people could charge their followers.
I use it very infrequently.
Yeah. I suppose, depending on the person who you're following, depending on their popularity, whether or not it's worth it.
No. I don't care who it is.
Let me flip that, Pat Johnston. Do you have anyone who's following you that would pay to continue to follow you?
I hope
you?
Not. No. Not worth it.
I'm trying to help you out here. I might find you a new revenue source, no. You know?
No.
Pick up the income a little bit.
It's just not worth it. No. I want people to save their money, spend it on something more worthwhile.
Well, what really got me, though, is as part of this is a pretty long story, too, that all the different ins and outs, and this one really fascinated me. It says, going back to the Twitter subscription itself, it says the subscription service Twitter Blue is being pitched to the most prolific of Twitter's 200 million daily users.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Including journalists, social media managers, and those who use Twitter as their primary news source.
Which?
Hold on. Explain that one to me, Pat.
Okay. Yeah. One reason why I chose Twitter over the Facebook, Instagram, all the others, is that I follow lots of media sources, and they are just really quick. They give you a quick synopsis of the story. Click on it. There it is. I mean, that's why I love it. That's why I like it more than Facebook.
Yeah, there are times I've went to post something on Twitter, you know, that's newsworthy, and it's already out there, so why waste your time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess my only concern was if you utilized, I suppose it could be like anything, including Facebook, whatever. If you're using it properly, you understand what you're searching as far as a news source.
Yeah, right.
That's one thing. If you're following a lot of people who have opinions on the news.
Yeah.
That would concern me.
Yeah.
And that's for anything.
Right, that's for anything.
Okay.
That is exactly. That's like people get the Wall Street Journal for the opinion page, right?
I mean,
New York Times for the opinion page.
You know what the opinion page is.
You know what they're going
to
be.
And so on Twitter, you just have to know what the opinions are. And
well, that's what, for instance, like the Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News, it says right in their post, opinion.
Oh, does it really?
It does.
Okay.
So then you know it's a columnist or an editorial, right? And I like that.
Well, that's very helpful because sometimes it gets blurred,
as
we know.
Yes, it does.
And sometimes people allow it to be blurred because if their following is, they're looking for their news to be, and their opinion to be vindicated.
Of course. Right.
They don't care whether it's opinion
or
not.
I just wish they would have an edit button on Twitter. They don't have an edit button.
Really?
Right. You can't post something and say, oh, man, I messed that word up, and then go back and change it. No.
I wonder if this would align.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, the ability to undo a post before it goes out publicly. So maybe that's it. Maybe you could undo it and then rework it and then send it out.
just so you know, I found out Coco Gauff won her match today in the French Open from
Twitter.
Yeah, I was following it happening
Did
on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, because all kinds of people were commenting on it right there as it was going, as it was happening in real time.
I don't discount the fact that it is certainly has its ability to connect with people, and obviously 200 million users.
Why do you think Donald Trump always went to, that's why he used Twitter, is that he knew it would reach people and reach the masses.
And and because he had people following him, mm-hmm. he was reaching those that he wanted to reach directly.
That's right.
So he had that connection. I'm still impressed, though, that people are going to pay not only to use Twitter, but also some people could charge their followers.
I'd like to know how that's going to go. Let me know how that turns out.
We'll keep an eye on this. So, it says here that there'll even be three pricing tiers for that, $2.99, $4.99, and $9.99.
Okay.
Hey, if I'm charging people, I'm going for the high price, you know. Right. I'm not starting out cheap. I want to make some money.